When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
I'm back. Yeah,
Jay said it.
I'm back.
Just saying.
And don't eat Kyrie the is back with the Brooklyn Nets. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, Allen Hunt in for Max. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Kyrie said to The Athletic, quote, "Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow," end quote. And I'm thinking, Key, you want to dare to be different. Leave the $36 million on the table and take $6 million from the Lakers. That'd be daring. Normal people take the $36 million. So, Kyrie, welcome to normal people.
I might have passed on that, though, I might have passed if it was me.
Yeah, again, that's daring.
I would have took the six and went to the Lakers.
Are you guys making
it? In fact, I'd have took a million and went to the Lakers.
Are you guys making an attempt to translate the Kyrie Irving language of prehistoric times? Is that what you're trying to do?
There's no reason to translate.
I mean, I thought that was Duke language, actually. You smart guys.
Hey, 9 games, bro. Hey, you got to at least be there a year and a half.
Ooh.
No, we claim him. I'm claiming him. I claim him. 1,000%.
So what is he 1,000% saying, Jay?
Yeah.
Believe that you have.
Is that a Duke voice? I don't know what voice that was. It's not your voice. More of a no snare.
I was wondering. I have no idea what Kyrie, but, you know, hey, man, good for him.
Can you decipher what Kyrie was saying in that tweet, Jay?
Yeah.
I can't do that, but you know this, man. This is what happens when you're trying to negotiate a contract. And there are a lot of cooks in the kitchen, and a lot of people are throwing things out there that create leverage, and you're jockeying for position, and you're trying to strong arm somebody to give you what you actually want. And the problem that happened with this is when the supposed list came out, Alan, that's where I was like, all right, man, like, this ain't going nowhere.
Because once you saw the Sixers?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. You're telling me the Sixers are going to make – And first off, think about, Key, what we've been talking about for the last year. All that, even though, like, you know, we've knocked it down, you're going to invite a lot of that drama to the table, like, for your organization or perceived drama. You're not going to do that. And I talked to multiple scouts and multiple people internally. Like, these, just because he puts our name on a list doesn't mean that we actually want that to be the case. So, for me, like, I just knew what time it was, and I knew the relationship that he has with Kevin Durant. And I know that business can alter relationships, but at the end of the day, guys, like, being on, you know, being involved to a degree, right? Not a lot, but to a degree, seeing how a lot of this stuff went down, that relationship that KD and Kyrie have is one of the most special relationships I've seen. And even though there's a lot of drama associated around Kyrie that people brought to the table this year because of his decision not to play, even though other players weren't, you know, didn't get vaccinated, but they didn't have the same local restrictions, right?
Right.
You didn't hear KD come out and say one thing about Kyrie. There was loyalty there. They have each other's back. And I've learned that personally with KD. So understanding that relationship that they have, there was no way in hell I saw Kyrie just leaving him high and dry on the decision to go somewhere else. When one of the main reasons KD came to Brooklyn is because of Kyrie Irving.
All right.
Yeah.
Now that he's back for the year, and we don't know, it's not for the beyond, it's just for the year, and you have Kevin Durant, and you want to see what the Nets can be. We've been asking this question. Jay asked it at the very beginning of the show, and I love it as a question. I think it's a great question. Does any team in sports have more pressure to win a title in the next year than the Brooklyn Nets? The only other team I think you can put in the equation in all of sports might be the New York Yankees because of Aaron Judge and his situation, which is sort of similar in a superstar that can walk and that you've got to pay, and you have a lot of question marks about can he be available and all that other thing. So that's
Green Bay Packers in that category too.
Yeah, Green
Aaron
Bay
Rodgers can walk.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's been in a couple championship games and hadn't delivered.
It's another good one as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And if you're Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys, you're feeling a lot of pressure, too, to get something done this year for the similar reasons, although it wouldn't blow up the whole roster. It might clean out the coaching staff in Dallas. But, Key, what about
and then you got the Lakers.
Yeah,
that has to clean it up, get it cleaned up.
Yeah, because you have LeBron, and he's got to get an extension at the end of this summer. And then you have Anthony Davis. Can he stay healthy? Russell Westbrook and his 1 year left. It's a ton of money. There's not a lot of options that you could do with that roster. And you thought Kyrie might be one of those options. But for now, that's off the table. Key didn't like hearing this, but here's Tim Bontemps, our ESPN NBA reporter from earlier in the show, giving some harsh reality about the Lakers situation.
It's a really tough spot because this was their get-out-of-jail-free card. Obviously, the Russell Westbrook trade did not work last year, and if they had been able to get Kyrie Irving in either some kind of trade with Westbrook or if he had had kind of taken the $6 million tax MLE and gone to the Lakers for that, it was their chance to get back in the real mix at the top of the Western Conference. To me, I look at them now as a team that if everything breaks right, maybe they can crack into the top five or six somewhere. If they try to take Westbrook in these picks and turn them into, you know, some role players or something to help them in the short term, it just is further diminishing their chances of doing something long term that can really improve this roster. So to me, I think they've just got to ride this year out.
Ride the year out, Key. Just come back better. That's your best option. You have a new coach. You should have a little more of an engaged LeBron James, although he's pretty engaged last year. And I say this, Key, I don't know if you believe me or you agree with me, but Jay, jump in as well. Anthony Davis should have all the pressure on him this year. Not Russell Westbrook, not LeBron James, not Darvin Ham. This should be Anthony Davis show up in the best shape of your life and make sure you stay healthy this year and be the dominant player you used to be.
Yeah, he's going to have a lot of – his pressure is different, though. His pressure is – because he's a sidekick. So his pressure is...
Anthony Davis is a sidekick?
Yeah, he's LeBron James' sidekick.
LeBron James didn't want him there to be a sidekick. He wanted him there to be the lead dog.
No, no, but he's LeBron James' sidekick. This is LeBron James' team. This is LeBron James' city. Anthony Davis is the sidekick to LeBron James. So if you're a sidekick, you can hide a little bit. The frustration for people in Laker Nation will be if he doesn't stay healthy, be ready to get rid of him and let him move on. LeBron James' pressure is we expect that Magic, Kareem, Kobe delivering second and third championships for LeBron James as a Laker in a Laker uniform.
Dude,
not as a Cleveland Cav, not as a Miami Heat.
Dude,
those are the expectations.
He's 37.
Well, we're not looking at the age.
I know, but it's like going back when Michael Jordan was 37, 38.
No, it's not.
Hold on, Michael
Jordan went dropping 39.
Let me finish my point. So when LeBron James went down to Miami, there was that moment where it happened where D-Wade was like, yo, this is yours, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is yours. And that is the only way that LeBron James will continue to have success is if AD tries to take over that lead role. That was the original intention when LeBron got AD. Like, you know, everybody says, well, you know, who are we going to pass the baton to? Like, is that does Kyrie Irving want to take that torch for the
that guy? But that guy's not on the Lakers team right now.
But that's that. This is an opportunity. If you're AD coming into the season, yo, I'm taking the torch. Now LeBron James still a one of a kind player, the best player the game has maybe he's ever seen. That's debatable. But in order for the Lakers to really be that team, AD needs to become that dude. The roles need to be somewhat reversed in order for it to work.
But they're not going to be reversed. They'll never be reversed as long as LeBron James is on your team. They're not going to be reversed. You just said, right? What did Dwayne Wade do? He passed it to LeBron. Okay? He passed it to LeBron. LeBron don't know no other way but to be top dog. Michael Jordan, no other way. Kobe Bryant, no other way. Jay Will at Duke, no other way to be top dog.
So you're saying with AD, you just don't see it happen. You don't see him taking that torch.
Yeah, you're not, okay, so if you said all of a sudden Tatum was on the Lakers.
Different mindset.
It would be a little bit different, I think.
But you know what's really funny, though, Key?
Jimmy Butler was on the Lakers, it would be a little bit different.
Why is it, though, and this is where I get lost, Alan, and Key, like, I'm with you on what I perceive the mindset to be, but, you know, what your perception of something is different when you don't know it. But when we bring guys on like Quinn Cook, or when I hear other players talk about AD, they say he has that. That's where I get lost.
Mm-hmm. Well, he probably does have it, and he probably is good at those sort of things. You can't see it externally because you're not there. So we're looking at it from a totally different view, right? We're looking at when he's out, anything happen, he falls down on the ground, he's out. He's in street clothes, people mocking him. LeBron James is still playing at 39, 37, at a high level, to a whole nother level, to the point where beginning of the season, he was in every year he's in the MVP conversation.
I'm with this is a very interesting conversation.
Have you heard Anthony Davis' name since he's been a Laker mentioned in an MVP conversation?
No.
But you've heard LeBron's every year.
But that's
what, yeah, it's Key, I'm telling you, like, from when you look at it, you bring in an Anthony Davis who's younger, who needs to learn how to become a lead dog. And for a guy like LeBron, you're looking at that saying, you dominate the season, I'll be here in the playoffs when it matters most, because there's not a lot of miles left. And LeBron has had to do more because AD has not been able to step up.
You sound like a fan and a sports personality that's saying, I'll do more in the postseason, you do the regular season. But here's the problem. LeBron James ain't trusting that. He can't trust that you're
going to do your part
in the regular season.
All right, I tell you what, let's advance this conversation by bringing in Michael Thompson, the ESPN 710 Lakers analyst, who joins us right now. Michael, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And if you probably heard a little bit of that conversation, let me just start there with that perspective alone on the Lakers. Just looking at LeBron, Anthony Davis, that relationship. Do you see it as, if you're looking at I look at the Lakers and I say Anthony Davis is the one that has all the pressure. He needs to have a better season, a big season next year. This ain't on LeBron, and not even on Russell Westbrook. It's on Davis, the younger of the three stars, to get back to that kind of level of an MVP. Do you agree with that?
Well, you guys just need to listen to Key. The man plays football, but he knows basketball as good as anybody, as well as anyone. He's right. All AD has to do is stay healthy. He's already a top five, top six talent in the game. If he can just stop guys from falling across his knees or stepping on someone's foot, if he can play 75 to 77 games, he'll show everybody like Jay Will, who doubts his skills, that he is still a top five player in this game.
Whoa, Mike. I don't doubt his skill. I just doubt his availability. And I've been the one sitting on here saying, look, I think AD is a really special talent. I just feel like I'm waiting for AD to say, I want this to be mine and be that player we saw in the bubble consistently, and that does come with being healthy.
Yeah, no question about it, Jay. He's got to stay healthy. You're right about that, but I've seen him take over the games when LeBron's out there too, because LeBron respects how great he is, and LeBron is willing to take a step back when AD's leading some of these games. Now, obviously, LeBron can still average 27 to 30 points a game. He's going to get his. But believe me, I've been there every game, and I've seen AD just dominate games. I've seen him dominate Nikola Jokic and make it difficult for Jokic to score on him. So I know how great this man is when he's 100% healthy.
Yeah. MT. When he's healthy. That has been the biggest concern. When he's healthy. All right.
What's happening, MT?
Oh, man, I'm just enjoying watching you guys every morning. You know, I watch you guys, but I don't catch you guys until the last hour. That's when I finally wake up. You guys need to get on later just for my sake, so I could catch every minute of your show.
Well, when you're sitting out overlooking the Pacific Ocean and your butlers and stuff are taking care of you, it's tough to get up. I understand.
I know, man.
Down there in the OC.
That's right. They know not to wake me up before 6 a.m.
Hey, Michael, I do have to tell you that, man, congrats for your son winning a championship. Yeah. It was so incredible to watch that happen. What one hell of a story, man. I just want to say that to you.
Yeah, no question about it, Jay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Appreciate everybody's well wishes and prayers for getting Clay healthy. I think I believe in God, and I really believe God had a lot to do with bringing him back, along with the physical therapists and the doctors, of course, and his hard work. But, yeah, to see them reach the mountaintop again, you know, every championship is special, but this one is the most special because of what they had to go through. And because of all the doubters out there that people say, well, they only won because, but. Like in 2014-15, people say they won, but that's because Kyrie and Kevin Love didn't play. And then they won in 17 and 18 with KD, and everybody would say, but. They were so loaded. Nobody was going to beat them anyway with Kevin Durant. But now, with the way they came back from adversity, this is the most special championship, at least from my point of view.
Now we just got to stop him from having such a great time in the parades where he could actually not knock somebody down, you know. And you know, Clay. Mike, I saw that. I was like, oh, God, man. Michael's going to have a heart attack right now seeing that.
No, man, that lady flopped. She
block or a charge. Was it a block or was it a charge? But we're talking with Michael Thompson. But still, Clay's story is such a compelling one when you just think about how much he had been through. And I love the fact that he shared that, how much has he talked about the dark times where he felt like it's never going to happen. I'm never going to get back here. As a parent, to see him back at the top of the mountain after that 2 years and what he went through, and then the heartbreak of, as he's just recovering from one injury, another one happens, and it's a devastating one. To see him standing there holding that trophy, what did that mean to you just personally as a father?
Oh, man, it meant everything, because it's just happy no matter what your child does, boy or girl out there, whatever their career is, you're happy to see them be successful and satisfied and enjoying their careers. So, of course, Clay and our sons and daughters who are in sports just do it on a public stage, so everybody gets to see it. But I felt just like any other parent out there would feel in seeing the success of their child reach their pinnacle or reach their goal in their business.
Did you ever think you would see it? Was there a time when you wondered, is this it for him? Maybe is this going to mean his career? Because those are two devastating injuries, ACL and then Achilles. And to come back from both is a very difficult thing to do.
I was worried about it. You can't help but worry about it because you're a human and you're a parent. But the doctors told him that he's going to make a full recovery, even if he goes through the physical therapy and he's patient. So once the doctor says you are going to make a full recovery, just be patient. And I saw how hard Clay was working, and he was willing to be patient, even though it got frustrating. As Jay and Key knows, when you're injured, you feel like you're alone, you're not part of the team. But he persevered through it. He showed great work ethic and patience. And I knew once he did that and he had the back of his teammates and his coaching staff and management, I knew he was going to be okay.
Hey, Mike, how important was it, though, to see Clay in the Garden drop down the hammer on the Boston Celtics and keep them at 17 titles tied with the Lakers?
It's always a Lakers.
You're right, Key. I thank Steve Kerr after the championship. Steve, every Laker fan thanks you for keeping us tied and not letting the Celtics go one game ahead, because we're the good guys, and we got to go one game ahead of the Celtics before they get to 18.
So, Michael, let me bring it back to the Lakers for a second. With Darvin Ham as a new head coach, obviously they need to fill out some gaps on this roster that Rob Pelinka has to make some moves. First off, I'm curious what some of those gaps are that you see. And then secondly, with Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, and AD, is that enough to contend for a world championship?
Well, that's a good start. And I think given good health, like you keep saying, Jay and Allen, if we can keep the big boys healthy, we got a chance to make the playoffs, at least get to the party, and then see what happens once we get there. But as far as what the Lakers need, they need to go out and get some cheap 3-and-D guys. There are wing players out there, guys. As you know, not everybody's going to make 15 or 10 or $20 million. There are going to be some guys willing to sign for $2 million here and there to keep their careers going, sort of like what the Warriors did to fill out their roster last year with guys like GP2 and Otto Porter and Bjelica. So they found guys who are willing to step in, be role players, and help them win a championship. That's what the Lakers have to go out and get, because we're obviously way over the cap. So we can't go out there and sign $15 and $20 million free agents to help them out. So the Lakers got to be smart, bring in some guys who will work on the cheap and who will come in here and know their roles and be able to knock down outside shots.
Michael, just hypothetically, we were playing this game yesterday. Key got real excited about the potential at the time of maybe the Lakers being in on getting Kyrie Irving. With that in mind, hypothetically, how would Kyrie Irving fit with the Lakers?
Oh, I think he would fit fine. I mean, anytime, there are only like five or six teams in this league who don't need a Kyrie Irving. We all know who they are. You know, teams like John Morant's team and Doncic's team, even though he can still play alongside a guy like him. Of course, the Warriors don't need him. But every other team that needs a dynamic playmaker like him, they should definitely be interested in Kyrie if he elects to lead the Nets. But I would love to see him play for the Lakers. But it looks like maybe he's going to work things out in Brooklyn.
Hey, he did take the option.
MT, before we let you go, man, I got to ask you now, have we found a nice girl for Clay?
Jeez.
You know, have we found that?
This man's personal life alone.
No, wait, I'm curious
MT
about
know what
this.
I'm talking about.
You know, that's a great question, Key, and I wouldn't dare ask that because he's 32 years of age, and so if he wants me to know about it, he'll let me know.
Let this man live his life, Key. Let him enjoy this championship.
He's got quite the life, and I just love the fact that he's out on the water enjoying himself, and obviously all that he's been through. It's just great to see him back on top.
Mike, Michael, just tell him to stop dropping his championship ring in the crowds, okay?
Yeah, wasn't that funny? But, you know, that's the thing about Warrior fans. The Warrior fans are very honest, and they gave it right back to him.
Yes, they did. It's incredible.
Michael, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for giving us the time. All the best.
All right, guys. Switch to 12 p.m. Eastern time, will you?
Yeah, you got it.
That would work out on everybody's schedule.
Key, the roads. He says she flopped.
Yeah, how great is that? That is the ultimate blocker charge. That lady flopped. That is the perfect drop for that. Road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunes go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. Hey, Jay.
Yo.
Are you ready for some more Kyrie Irving cheese? No. Going away. Jeez. Why one NBA insider is not putting it to bed just yet. That's next on ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
There is zero chance that Kyrie Irving plays for another team next year other than the Brooklyn Nets. Zero. To me, this is negotiation tactics.
I just thought it was a business decision that he saw what the landscape of this market was and figured the risk of becoming a free agent was just too high.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn in for Max with the guys here. And you heard Jay there on the rejoin. Zero chance. Zero, Jay? The latest from Brian Windhorst on the Hoop Collective podcast earlier today, he says this.
In the wake of the agreement, I kind of thought it might have been I don't want to call it a win for the Nets because I don't think there's any winners here, but I think it turned down the heat and at least kept the Nets with two star players with all of their options for next year alive. And boy, was that not what some people, agents and executives that I talked to thought. They don't think this is over.
Not over?
That's
Windhorst
fine.
Went on to say in the podcast, I know there's people in the league, and we're not talking about ancillary people. We're talking about high-ranking people who believe this is not done. And he said, let me just say this about the Lakers. He obviously was very interested in joining the Lakers. The Lakers were very interested in having him. End quote. Key, I'd love to get your reaction to this. Are you feeling better now about this? This is the smoke. I always say, where there's smoke, there's fire, and I believe it's still smoking.
It's probably smoking, but I need a little bit more. I need a little bit more, man. I'm excited again, but
high
I
ranking
need a
people.
Bit more.
How much more do you need?
You know what?
Yeah,
this
but
is?
That doesn't mean just because the conversations are going on doesn't mean it's going to happen.
You know what this is, Key? You ever wake up and you go for a walk on the beach and you're like, but did they have a beach fire last night? It smells kind of like they did. That's it's a dissipated beach fire, man. Like, I'm just trying. It's fine if people want to believe that they feel like it's not going to be over. But at the end of the day, Han, you tell me Kyrie Irving's going to leave $30 million on the table? $30 million
on the table? But I think he opted in now, Jay, so he doesn't lose the money.
So but if I'm the Nets, what are you going to give me in return? What's a sign and trade that I'm going to get in return that keeps me in contention to win a world championship?
Well, no, it's not a sign and trade.
It's not a sign and trade anymore. He opted in.
If he opts in, there is still a possibility that then you can be traded. Like, you could still do that now. And now the team that's acquiring you doesn't – it's not as complicated. And the team doesn't have to worry at all about, now I got to sign into an extension. No, I could just get his rights now.
That's fine. But, Alan, what are you giving me in return?
Whatever I got.
Once again.
What do you have? That's my point, Key.
If you're the Nets, you're not going to listen?
No.
You're just going to say, no, we got him. That's it. We're not answering the phones anymore. If the Lakers are desperate enough, this buys them time now. There's no deadline anymore. This buys them time to kind of get together a possible offer to make if they really want him that badly.
I just feel like you guys are manufacturing something that's not there.
No, we're not. I just heard Windhorst say that there's a window that's open.
Windhorst just said a lot of people believe it's not done.
Brian Windhorst is a well-respected, well-connected NBA reporter who does not dabble in hyperbole. And this is – if he's bringing it up on the podcast.
Okay.
And it is something that he also talked about yesterday. In fact, one thing he said yesterday was the Nets were prepared to lose both Kyrie and KD. So
and
if you had that list
how'd that
of
work
teams,
out, Alan?
Well, I'm saying if you have that list of teams where KD would be,
it's
a,
not
fit,
over
that'd be a
yet,
good time to
Jay.
Do.
Okay,
Jay, it's not over yet.
I look forward to coming back tomorrow, and we'll just keep
man,
it through.
Here's all I'm saying: is when Wendy says there's high-ranking officials that believes it's not over, doesn't mean it's going to get done. It just means that the window is still open. It's not completely shut. He also went on to say that both sides, both Kyrie and the Lakers,
every time I hear that,
wanted each other. Doesn't mean that it's over, Jay. Doesn't mean.
Whatever.
I think it's real.
I got it, yeah. Let's keep eating the cheese.
It's very real.
All right, I just went back in the refrigerator for some more.
So this is what I'll ask you guys. So obviously there's a lot of scenarios. But if you're the Lakers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How does your package get better of what you're willing to offer me, Alan, from what it was before?
Because now I have somebody under contract rather than someone I have to sign a long-term deal with. I don't have to do that now. It's just a one-year deal for me, and I could bring you into my team and have that control of, okay, I got you for this year, and if you're the Lakers, you want this. And if you're Kyrie, you're like, I kind of like that too. It's better than taking $6 million to play for the Lakers. But if he wants to play for the Lakers, this is how you do it.
You're doing a lot of tappity dancing around it, though. What are
our future picks,
as me as the Nets, you know, I'm not going to take your 2027 future pick. It doesn't do anything for me right now. So that's
I get
asking.
A third team. Oh, come on. I got to get a third team to take Russell Westbrook, right?
Yeah.
That's how I do the money match part, because now the money match is all that matters. So I need to find a way to get Russell Westbrook somewhere else, and I need to get a couple of something. I need
but
to see, get
you
some,
need to understand,
some
I'm
bodies
not, I'm
to
not
help
willing
you.
To lose Kevin Durant in his prime right now to win me a championship.
Well, I
can't let
that
happen.
But no, you're not.
I know, but I can't. You need to tell me who's going to put KD in a better position to win a championship other than Kyrie Irving in order for me to even sniff out there's an opportunity for
Kyrie
them.
Wants
what
to
if,
leave,
but
Jay.
Kyrie what can't, if Kyrie but, wants to leave?
So what if Kyrie wants to leave? He can't. He just opted in.
But he
can't.
Opted in well, he opted only in. To be able to get traded.
Yes, yes.
But
that's
it doesn't,
the whole thing.
It doesn't mean I need to trade your ass, though. Y'all acting just because a dude wants to leave right now means I need to. I don't need to trade you.
No, Jay you can. Control. You look, Jay. You take my approach here, okay?
You got to get all calm with the voice.
Which my approach is, I don't have to trade you, but at the same time, I don't need to have disruption. And we've already come to that conclusion that this is going to be disruption. So therefore, we would trade you.
We haven't came
and
to
get whatever we can get back.
We haven't come to that conclusion. So you're saying there's automatically going to be disruption this year.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just I'm playing it out, Jay.
Here's something.
I hate the tempo in your voice right now.
Oh, no,
why?
By the way, Jay, like how engaged is Key right now? Because it's so engaged in this right now. Like, he is, like, when Key goes into podium mode.
Oh, boy.
Like, then you know he's engaged. He chooses his words carefully when
he's
very
tactical. I'm going to make sure every now and then I drop a little
Keyism?
A little King's English in there.
He puts the King's English in there. More Brian Windhorst. This is from yesterday. But this is why I'm saying, Jay, the smoke with his fire thing and the Nets' perspective on things, and Wendy letting you know what the Nets were thinking before this, and if they were thinking it before, why wouldn't they be thinking it now?
The message the Brooklyn Nets are sending is that they are willing to risk losing Kevin Durant if it means going through what they went through last year with Kyrie Irving. They just cannot have him back under the same terms that they had last year.
Disruption.
It's almost like if you don't want to be here, we will move on. Because if you're here and you don't want to be here, you will be disruptive because you were here and wanted to be here and you were disruptive. So, Jay, I think that's the place that Sean Marks is at right now is can we get control back of our franchise? And the one way to do it might be to say goodbye to you.
Well, here's the issue they need to address, right? Effective leaders are able to communicate. And the lack thereof communication about what happens and when it happens to Kyrie in the front office is the major issue. So if that is addressed, if you guys are telling me there's still – you know, room on the plate for them to try to make an alternative decision by, you know, listening to trade-off. I can listen all day. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that me listening puts Kevin Durant and my team in the best position to win a world championship.
Different conversation.
That's true, Jay. You know, with me, you know how I am, Jay. I try to every now and then take my time and source through things and listen and hear everybody out and all of those things. And one of the things that Kyrie Irving astutely said in his tweet or whatever it was to the Athletic on Monday is
dare to be different.
No, not the dare be different. He said that I've made my decision to opt in. I'll see y'all in the fall. He didn't say I made my decision to stay a Brooklyn Net.
It's true. He didn't say that.
That's all I'm saying.
No hashtag. No Brooklyn.
That's all I'm saying, Jay. Tell me to look at the stuff and looking, this about the social media.
I love
media.
It this here.
Is, I'm just you know, saying.
Me and KD, we have a, we're
yeah,
on a mission.
He didn't say
we
any of that.
Nothing. That's a great point, Keith.
That's all.
Excellent point. That's an
Jay?
Excellent point, Jay. Your
Do
response.
You want to respond to that?
Your rebuttal.
I have no rebuttal. I mean, so, it doesn't matter what I say. You guys are going to keep sniffing the cheese. And that's fine. We'll just wait until tomorrow at 5 p.m. and then we'll discuss it again.
Key, it's room temperature cheese right now, right? It's brie.
Is that the best cheese?
No, brie, yeah, room temperature.
So what happens when we get off the show and all of a sudden
– tomorrow's show's ruined because something else
happened. What's the basketball show that comes on in the evening?
NBA Today.
All of a sudden, NBA Today.
Malika Andrews.
I almost said the jump. NBA Today.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, they say breaking news, and Woj and Windhorst are in the two box talking about the deal going down. What happens then, Jay?
Put them in the two box.
Because they're probably not going to be next to each other.
What if I told you Kyrie Irving was on a PJ to LA right now?
Then I'll have to deal with it. What if it doesn't happen? Then what?
Then it's fine.
I'm just saying,
okay, can you do this before? Can you do this for me then, Jay?
Jay,
go ahead, Evan.
No, go ahead, Key.
Could you admit that the window of opportunity for the Lakers and Kyrie Irving is still open?
I mean,
based on what Windhorst said.
Yes or no answer, please.
It's a yes or no answer.
Everybody's window is open until 5 p.m. tomorrow night.
That's not a yes or no
answer. That's a yes.
Sure. So I'll scratch the question.
I'm feeling like this window's open.
I'll rephrase
at least
the question
February.
For you.
All right. Jay, just have that list of top five teams KD could go to ready for tomorrow.
Yes. And I'll rephrase the question for you. Is there a possibility that the Lakers could put a package together to bring Kyrie Irving over to the Lakers?
Got to go to break, Alan.
And that is a great tease, folks.
Yes, it certainly is. We'll discuss that and more. Also, why is Key taking Dak Prescott over a quarterback we just saw in the Super Bowl? A debate you don't want to miss next on KJM on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
So, Alan, here's... When we were I just don't even know how to transition from that. Stop calling me.
Well, yeah, exactly. Although it's really funny. But I think you handled that last segment really well. What we were trying to do with you is one thing. But I have to read a tweet, Key, because this is Jeff sent this to me and us, actually, the show, on Twitter. When you said that the Knicks would take a half a championship easily. He said, it's the funniest thing I'll hear all day, hashtag sad but true. It sort of does show you like the differences in the conversations that we have about certain franchises. So the idea that the Lakers would want to get Kyrie Irving, like we don't even flinch at it, right? Like don't even flinch. Like, yeah, I could see that. That could make sense. The idea that the Knicks would be on Kyrie's list made everybody laugh. Like, why the hell would he want to go there? And why would they want him, you know, a train wreck and all that stuff? So it just shows you where two franchises are.
Trying to keep New York together.
But it just shows you where they are. But, that like, are we just convinced that if you put Kyrie with LeBron and Anthony Davis...
Yes, we are.
...that they would be a contender? Like, come on, Jay. Jay, you could fight the idea that we're trying to get you to admit that that could still happen. But even if it does happen, Jay, are you like, oh, well, if that happens, they're going to win a championship?
I mean, I think
they couldn't win it with KD.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel like LeBron and Kyrie are very, very compatible in the way they work because they can both do so many things so well, and they both have high basketball IQs, and they both can utilize AD differently. So hypothetically, if that were to be the case, yes, there are, you need to fill some gaps in that roster. But
man, I can go find me a 3-and-D dude. That's what I'm saying, G League, man. Come on, man.
That's first class problems, Alan. First class problems.
You think so? Okay, so you don't have to defend in this league anymore, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, not but
point they of attack. You don't think the Memphis Grizzlies would still carve up that defense?
You act like that every team that made it to the championship defense was just solid. I mean, made it to the playoff, deep playoff runs. Everybody's defense was crazy.
I would say that the two teams in the finals were the number one and number two defenses in the league this year.
Yeah, but was it based on statistics or was it based on real play?
based on defensive rating, which is the most important statistic, I would say yes. I would say
defense is a pivotal part, yes.
It's critical to winning a championship.
Did you just combine pivotal
Boston
and critical?
Boston had the number one defense, critical? And they had the number one defense and couldn't do nothing with Golden State.
Wait, yeah, that's right. They only went six games.
Miami had a top defense. They couldn't do nothing with Boston.
Did you just combine pivotal and critical?
Critical? Don't know what I said there. That's the point we are at this show. We're just making up words and making up trade rumors. But one thing we know, the Lakers won't win a championship no matter what.
Think about the supporting cast that Dak Prescott has come into pretty much every season
especially
that he's had.
Last year.
Has any quarterback done less with more?
I have no idea what Chris Canty is talking about. First of all, the offensive line was banged up. And all Dak Prescott has done is come back off an injury, try and get this team going in the right direction. It's just interesting to hear what Chris Canty, the Giant player, has to say.
I don't understand what Keyshawn Johnson is looking at when he's saying, this ain't Dak Prescott's fault. If it's not Dak Prescott's fault, whose fault is it?
He used my name, though.
Woo, put his name on it.
Show beef. But this time, thank God, I'm not involved in it. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn in for Max. Ooh. And we bring in aforementioned.
Canty is angry. He sees Key on the screen right now, and Key's eyes were closed. Ooh, this is personal. This is interesting.
Yes, Chris Canty joining us right now, the co-host of Canty and Carlin, who, all right, so first of all, Chris, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Al. Here's the thing. I don't understand why Keyshawn Johnson refers to me as the former Giant when I started my NFL career and made my name in this league as his teammate with the Dallas Cowboys. Ooh. So I don't understand why he thinks all of a sudden I'm looking through the NFL world through these Giants-colored lenses. I don't get it. Well, you makes got no sense to me.
First of all, you ended your career in your most successful portion of your career with the New York Football Giants. So you and I both know where you align your NFL soul in what team. You know,
all right,
I know
before,
that.
Before we start this bout, though, let me just let's set this up for those who are just joining us. I might have missed it. So we gave your rankings for the top 10 quarterbacks that you feel are better than Dak Prescott. Those rankings, by the way, are brought to you by Dell. For small business needs, call Dell Technologies Advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Kia disagreed with two. He disagreed with Russell Wilson on your list, but it's the other name that he disagreed with that I think you need to hear.
Super Bowl, I'm not getting ready to go crazy.
Come on, man.
Not going to go crazy. I got to see.
He needs another Starbucks.
I know we like him. He's cool. He wears the chain and he hangs out. I get it. But I'm not that guy. I'm not getting ready to do that.
Is that definitive, though, Key?
Chain.
Is that definitive for you? It's without question. You take Dak easily over Joe Burrow. That's the way you made it sound.
I didn't say easily. I'm just saying I'm not ready to just all of a sudden say, because the guy went to the Super Bowl and y'all all fall in love with the situation.
That's right.
That it's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. We've been there before. I've seen this movie.
So, Chris Canty, you can hear that Jay and I don't agree with Key
Hold on. Let me say this, Al. Key, if you want to keep working here, stay off the drugs.
Oh.
I just got to tell you, like, if you want to keep working here, stay off the drugs. In no world is any talent evaluator in the National Football League going to take Dak Prescott over Joe Burrow. Hell, even Jerry Jones, who paid Dak Prescott $40 million a year, if he had an opportunity to get Joe Burrow, you know what he'd do? He'd drive to the airport on the way with the car still moving, would kick Dak Prescott out the car and make sure that he's at the terminal an hour before Joe Burrow lands. That's how much Joe Burrow is as far as an upgrade at quarterback over Dak Prescott. There's no other way to look at it. He's had one full season as a starter in the National Football League and got three times as many playoff wins as Dak Prescott. What are we talking about, bro? You talk about the offensive line for the Dallas Cowboys being banged up last year. What the hell was the offensive line for the Cincinnati Bengals? I'll tell you, it was the worst in the National Football League, and yet Joe Burrow led the NFL in completion percentage. Make it make sense to me, Key. How would you take Dak Prescott over Joe Burrow?
Well, first of all, there's a handful of games, which I know you do, watch the film. Joe Burrow, they could have lost those games because of Joe Burrow. But for whatever reason, they got out of them and got the W's. In fact, the playoff game against the Raiders, okay? If they blow the whistle when they're supposed to blow the whistle, we're not even having this conversation. I get it. Prisoner of the moment. We like him. He got some moxie to him. It seems like he wins all the time. I understand where you're coming from on that. I get it. It's almost like, let me ask you this, though. Is Kenny Pickett better than Dak Prescott?
What are you talking about? Is Kenny Pickett better than Dak? We haven't seen Kenny Pickett in the NFL.
Okay, I want you to hear LeSean McCoy real quick on this one.
This is from the I Am Athlete podcast.
Listen, I'll say it like this.
Joe Burrow, Kenny Pickett, I can't see the difference. Only thing I can see, I see a dude, I see a guy that's tough. And I, yeah, I say that because he went to Pitt.
That's my dog. Kenny better be the greatest of all time.
You going to see. You going to see.
You going to tell me
that? And he come on the show next.
Okay, now we're going to conflate this thing.
I'm just asking you a question. Kenny Pickett better than Joe Burrow?
I haven't seen Kenny Pickett in the NFL. Okay. I have no idea what he's going to be.
Because LeSean McCoy says it ain't a difference.
And that's all well and good, but LeSean McCoy is backing one of his guys, a fellow Pittsburgh Panther alum. Like, I understand that, too. But, I mean, the reality is you talk about, I don't know what's the difference between Dak Prescott and Joe Burrow and all these different things.
I really don't.
And we're a prisoner of the moment. No, let me tell you something.
I really don't.
Usually quarterbacks are prisoner in Cincinnati. There's a reason why before this season they hadn't won a playoff game since 1990.
Okay, so Joe Burrow changed all of that. They won a playoff game. They won a playoff game or three, whatever. They went to the Super Bowl in a division where both quarterbacks fell apart, okay? And Baker Mayfield falling apart and Lamar Jackson falling apart, okay? And Ben Roethlisberger at 1,000 years old. I understand the prisoner moment. I get it. You fell in love with him. But don't sit there and act like Joe Burrow's
Can I tell you when I really fell in love with Joe Burrow? It was in the AFC Championship game on the road in Arrowhead. And remind me, who's the only other quarterback to go in there and beat Pat Mahomes in
a playoff
game?
Man, if they catch them two interceptions, they not even going.
Hold on. He was trying to get a game away to Kansas City.
Can you answer
the question, Key? Who's the only other quarterback that's gone in the Arrowhead and beat Pat Mahomes in a playoff game?
Who was that?
Who was that?
Tom Brady.
Yeah. It was the happy ending for the Patriots in 2018. That was
I'm not picking a side, but Key, you can't use the weakness of the division and then use that to build up, you know, or to not build up what they've done over there. Obviously, it relates to Joe Burrow and company.
So you're getting ready to add another quarterback to your list too, then, huh?
You're trying to make this sound like the NFC East is like one of the top divisions or something. What do you mean?
No, that's not it. The whole point is you got Joe Burrow 4 and don't have Dak Prescott in the top 10. Joe Burrow ain't a top 4 quarterback.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.